Country Pop FM.
Let's start it up. The Bob Almanac ready to go for a Tuesday. Neil is here in spirit. He's here virtually.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
And that is just fine with us.
Huh?
Let's get into it today. What is it? It's Tuesday today, right? Tuesday, January 26th, 26 days in. We still have those palindrome dates, right? 1-2-6-2-1. Same forward, same backward. 1-2-6-2-1. It's really kind of neat. And that continues right up through 1-29-21. And then we won't have them forever again, I guess. 1784, in a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin. Something had been digging at him for a long, long time, and it just wasn't his belt being too tight. He realized that he didn't like the bald eagle as a national symbol. So he wrote a letter to his daughter saying this, stating this. It was in writing. And he wanted the symbol to be the turkey. He thought the turkey was more American than the bald eagle. And I've looked into this a little bit here, and I think it wasn't the whole thing. I mean, when you think of an eagle, I mean, eagle is a natural choice. I mean, it's soaring, it's free, it's majestic. Turkey is kind of plodding, it's fat, runs around like it's got its head cut off. Maybe that'd be more representative of our government right now, to be honest. But I think for Benjamin Franklin, it was the whole bald thing. It was bald eagle, and he was bald, or balding. Every picture I see of Benjamin Franklin, at least in his life at 1784, is his hair is receding pretty quickly. And he might have been offended that it was a bald eagle. Instead, it should have been a turkey. This date, 1784. 1788, 4 years later, the first European settlers in Australia, led by Captain Arthur Phillip, landed in what became known as Sydney. So the Europeans arrived in Australia this day, 1788. It was the Botany Bay 8 days before. This day is celebrated to this date as Australia Day. It's going to stay in the 1800s here. 1875, George F. Green, our patent of the day, the electric dental drill. Prior to that, it was just one of those old drills that you would crank. I mean, we had one of those in our workshop, you know, the old crank drills. I think we even had those in industrial arts class in middle school. Everybody wasn't, I mean, there's no way the industrial arts teacher is going to trust everybody with an electric drill. So we just had the regular old crank drills with the gears and the whole thing. And that's how they used to drill into people's teeth. But this was the electric drill, much more efficient. You could use it for sawing, filling, dressing, polishing, and basically striking fear into all of their patients. Who was the first patient that had the electric drill? Well, maybe they knocked him out and he didn't even know they were using it on him. Kalamazoo, Michigan, by the way, was the place where the first ever... All the good stuff, first stuff, happens in Kalamazoo, to be honest. That's where checkered cabs came from, 1875. 1905, the world's largest diamond discovered. It was the Cullinan. Is it the Cullinan? Cullinan? It's a diamond. It was somewhere in Africa, and it was 3,000 carats. 1962, this date.
Come on, baby! Let's do the twist. Come on, baby!
So Bishop Burke of the Buffalo Catholic Diocese declared this song impure, and it was banned from all Catholic schools. The twist. And it wasn't so much the song, it was the dance that it inspired. The twist. What came first, the song or the dance? So the bishop thought the twist was impure. Wait till he saw the mashed potato, or even later in the 80s, the lambada. Then he'd really have something to worry about. This is a big day, 1979. I'm sure I was glued to my television set.
Well, this is Hazard County. They do things different here.
Oh, yeah.
This is Bo Duke and Luke Duke. They're cousins. They fight the system.
Like two modern-day Robin Hoods, I'm pretty sure of it. It was the debut of the Dukes of Hazzard on the CBS television network. 7 glorious seasons. When I was a child, The big Friday night on CBS was the Dukes of Hazzard. It was the Incredible Hulk, and then Dallas, which we turned off. It was much too much of an adult show for us kids. Still not yet 10. But Dukes of Hazzard debuted this day in 1979. We forget about the time when it was Coy and Vance. Those really don't count. 1992.
This is the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, where the Twins won the World Series last fall, and it'll be the site of the NCAA Final Four this spring. But today, it is home to Super Bowl 26. Here in the Twin Cities, they're billing this as the hottest time of the year, and they might be right if you don't take that slogan literally.
Greg Gumbel didn't mention anything about the power monster truck rally that was coming up the Sunday after Super Bowl at the Metrodome. Yeah, the Metrodome hosted its one and only Super Bowl 26 this date. The Redskins defeated the Bills 37 to the Washington football team beat the Buffalo Bills 37-24. Mark Rippon was the MVP. I was fortunate enough to be there. I was. We got tickets through the radio station, through media, and sitting in the upper deck out in the corner, and it was fun to be there. Gloria Estefan was the halftime entertainment. 1992 at the Metrodome, one of two Super Bowls hosted by Twin Cities and the Minnesota Vikings, etc. This date in 1998, this was all over the news.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
What? Oh, that counts? Well, then I guess I did. President Clinton denied having that affair. He would later admit to it. That was this date, 1998. Let's remember Abe Vigoda.
In an emergency, you would be the first one I would call.
You should call me first. I need time to put my teeth in.
Beloved actor Abe Vigoda is dead at 94.
We are getting some breaking news about the death of a veteran actor, Abe Vigoda.
Social media reacted with the hashtag Abe Vigoda, not a hoax.
Yeah, not a hoax. I mean, he had been rumored to be dead, and that was a running joke basically since the 1980s because he looked about 30 years older than he really was when he was Fish, Detective Fish, on Barney Miller. And I was always sad that his spinoff show, Fish, never became a bigger hit. And of course, he was also in Godfather, but he passed away at the age of 94. Long life for Abe Vigoda, the guy that everybody thought was dead by 1985. Lived until 2016. And then a year ago, this 2020 was bad for a number of reasons. This is one of them.
The LA Times is reporting that retired Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant has been killed in a helicopter crash. It happened this morning. The chopper reportedly went down just before 10 a.m. local time, according to the fire department out there in Calabasas, California.
That's first of many, many bad occurrences in 2020. And of course, it would just be the start. Kobe Bryant, his daughter, seven others perished in that helicopter crash in California in the fog on this date 1 year ago. It's birthday time today, and one of the greats. Wasn't a great baseball player, but what a character.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
I could just sit and listen to his quotes from that movie Major League all day. Bob Uecker is 87, and you know what? Don't forget about his work on Mr. Belvedere, and don't sleep on it, and don't denounce it. He was very good on Mr. Belvedere. He was even better than Mr. Belvedere, I thought. He should have been Mr. Belvedere. But Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, must be in the front row. He is 87. Scott Glenn is 82. Now, he's an actor. He's been in many different things. But from the movie Urban Cowboy with its country music theme and everything, he was the evil bull rider.
You all right?
No.
It's done. And the moon. He's the only
little Mickey Gilly.
Can I help?
Want to dance?
Not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll dance to Mickey Gilly from Urban Cowboy. He was the bad bull rider. He treated Sissy bad. Then he was stealing money from Gilly's. And then John Travolta kicked the snot out of him at the end. Oop, spoiler alert. Scott Glenn is 82.
The big stuff.
Where's Virtual Neil these days?
I'll look that up.
He's going to look up where he's at here today. Where's?
I'll look that up. Now
because you wear. Mr. Big Stuff, Jean Knight had a big hit with that. She's having a birthday today. She is 78 on our list here today. The Honky Tonk Man, happy birthday.
Where are you going to take her, Honky?
I'm going to take her down a lonely street to the Heartbreak Hotel.
You got to be kidding me.
Don't you worry. I won't be cruel.
Sing it, baby.
Because I know she wants me to love her tender.
Sing it.
Because I'll be her teddy bear.
Too much.
And you know where that hound dog Randy's going to be?
Where's he going to be?
In the ghetto.
The Honky Tonk Man. I should have looked up what's his real name, but we always know him as the Honky Tonk Man with a cameo from Mean Gene Okerlund. The Honky Tonk Man is 68 today.
This is Jason Bourne.
I was wondering when you were going to make this call.
How did you get this number?
You didn't actually think I was coming to Tudor City, did you? No, I guess not. But if it's me you want to talk to, perhaps we can arrange a meet.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting in my office.
I doubt that.
Yeah, you know, Jason Bourne, he sees all, he knows all. That's David Strathairn, who was one of the guys trying to track down Jason Bourne. Good actor. Anything he's in, he's good. And he's 72. Anita Baker is 63. Very smooth. Wayne Gretzky. When it comes to hockey, he's the great one.
Bo knows tennis?
Bo knows a lot of things.
Bo knows running!
But what about hockey, Wayne? Does he know hockey, Wayne Gretzky?
No.
No, he doesn't. That was a great Nike ad with Wayne Gretzky. He's the great one. You could take away all of his goals, and just with his assists, he'd still be the all-time leading scorer. Wayne Gretzky is 60. Don't know what you got until they're gone, but not forgotten. Cinderella lead singer. He's got just one of the great pop metal voices of the 80s, Tom Kiefer, 60.
Back to life, back to reality.
More music.
Back to life, back
couldn't find any country music birthdays today, but got plenty pop, rock, hair metal. I should have looked in the polka world to see if there's anybody, one of the members of the Six Fat Dutchmen or the Deutschmeisters maybe celebrating today. This was our song that we used to sing at bowling league on our bowling team. We used to give each other quite a hard time, and somebody would like maybe roll two strikes in a row, maybe even a turkey, and then they'd come back and, you know, throw it in the gutter or get two or three on the first ball, and then we'd start singing back to life. Good fun stuff. Of course, we were probably a couple pitchers in by that time. Jazzy B of Soul to Soul, 58.
Wake me up before you go, believe me. Hey.
The other guy in Wham, not George Michael, but Andrew Ridgely. He's kind of like Bobby Hatfield and Bill Medley, the Righteous Brothers. He's the other guy. He's the Bobby Hatfield of Wham, Andrew Ridgely.
Wake me up before you go.
Peppy song. 58 here today.
Dude, look at the laundry basket. Is that one of those impossible to fold sheets Mom was tricking us with?
You mean fitted? I've danced with a few.
They're perfect. You folded them? How'd you find the corners?
You don't find the corners of the sheet. The corners find you.
Teach us everything.
He's the coach from Goldberg's, and he's good. He's another guy who anytime he's saying, oh, there is that guy. He's that guy. Oh, he's in a movie or a show. Brian Collin is 54 here today. Time now, ready? Are you, Neil, gone but not forgotten?
I'm ready, Jim.
I figured so. Douglas MacArthur, he didn't die. He just faded away. Born on this date, 1880. George Jefferson's mom.
Thank you, George. You always make me feel so welcome.
Where's Louise? Didn't she go to the theater with you, Stephanie?
Don't talk to me about that woman.
No, no, Mom. Louise is my wife.
That's not my fault.
She always had a nice little insult for Wheezy. Neil, did you ever watch Jeffersons?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
I thought so. Zara Cully, who was Mother Jefferson on the Jeffersons, born this date, 1892. He was a bad man. He was a communist. He was ruling the Romanians with an iron fist. Nicolae Ceaușescu is dead, thankfully. Born this date, 1918. Paul Newman.
You know, I got a hunch, fat man. I got a hunch it's me from here on in. One ball, corner pocket. I mean, that ever happen to you? And all of a sudden you feel like you can't miss? And I dreamed about this game, fat man.
Yeah, he's not missing right now. He's talking to the fat man, played by Jackie Gleason, and that's from the movie The Hustler, which I think we just mentioned last week. We were talking about Minnesota Fats. Paul Newman, movies with card playing and pool and hockey and so many, right? Paul Newman, 1925. Gene Siskel probably reviewed a Paul Newman flick or two.
They're back after millions of years. Dinosaurs, of course, in Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park. And the bottom line is that his special effects dinosaurs are truly thrilling, but unfortunately his human characters are not. Sam Neill and Laura Dern play archaeologists lured to a billionaire Richard Attenborough's nature park.
What do you mean, Jeff Goldblum didn't save it? We were all watching. We were watching the actors there, Gene. We were watching the dinosaurs, of course, and they knew that. Gene Siskel, 1946, and now he's just showing off, right? Eddie Van Halen. Another reason 2020 stunk, because we lost Eddie Van Halen. If I had time, I'd go into You Really Got Me from Eruption. Just don't have the time. 1955 for Eddie Van Halen. And that's the list, Neil. They're all gone.
They're all gone.
But not forgotten. But your staff forgot another wrestler.
Just one way to sum that up, Mean Gene. What a rush!
He was Animal of the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, local guy, St. Paul, Twin Cities, Robbinsdale, Hawk, Michael Hegstrand, one half of the Road Warriors, and the other half, Joe Laurinaitis, of course. Animal just passed away also in the bad year of 2020. So a Hawk, born this date, 1957. Now, Neil, they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
Thank you for joining us here today. That's it. That's today's almanac for Tuesday, January 26th, 2021.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIO.